Wilson looks like he's going to be a little more advanced than your normal free agent wide receiver. What is he doing that you normally don't see those guys?
Well, you know, we had him all the way back to rookie camp, so he's been in our system now for a few months. And, you know, he's a smart kid, so he picks up the terminology really well, and he understands, you know, how to play the game. And you know, with being smart and understanding how to play, you can see he's making plays on the field, and it's a good addition.
Eric Fisher is still out of some one-on-one drills. You had Stevenson hurt. Kush just kind of got back into the day. For a newer offensive line, you have limited time out here at training camp. How – does that put you guys behind the eight ball a little bit, trying to kind of get that cohesiveness going, or how do you kind of patchwork it together to try and get the kid going?
Yeah, you know, listen, it's we're early in camp, and, you know, the guys are still kind of getting used to the pads now, and you know, injuries are going to happen early in camp. And, you know, it's good for those younger guys and some of the backup free agent veteran type guys that we have on our team to get in there. Because, honestly, you know, you look at our season last year, and we had to move guys around in the line, and they did a nice job. So they'll continue to battle through whatever they have, and as soon as we get them back on the field, you know, whether it's limited or not, then we'll keep going.
Frankie Hammond doesn't really come from a pro-style offense, man. Comes from that Florida offense with Urban. You know, what did you guys see from him last year that made you decide to keep him, why he learned the playbook and kind of how to play receiver in your offense?
Yeah, Frankie's, you know, again, he's a smart kid. He's sharp. He's very athletic. You know, it's one thing we noticed this offseason was he got bigger. He got more physical. At the line of scrimmage, and you know, he showed enough last year running the service team and the look teams to you know, say, hey, there's a guy that we can develop and bring him along, a young, talented receiver that has an upside.
You guys have had the officials here. You've got an idea what these new rules are. How do you think this, you know, just kind of rule emphasis, like the illegal contact emphasis, and also, you know, it seems like they're trying to help the defense a little bit on just some of the picks and stuff,
Is
that going to help?
Well, you know, I think early in preseason, early in the regular season, you're going to see those calls being made. I think, too, you know, you get into crunch time of a game, you know, the officials are going to let you play a little bit. It's football. It's a physical game, and things like that are going to happen. They're not going to be able to see them all, but it will be a point of emphasis early on.
Do you think Donald Stevenson looked back to normal, or what were your thoughts on him today?
Yeah, you know, it was good to get, you know, number one, get him back out here and get him working. You know, he's a tough kid. You know, physically, he's gonna be fine. Again, keep him limited, keep him coming along. But yeah, he did a nice job.
Is it tricky to kind of manage that stuff?
Well, in training camp, it's not, because you got so many guys, and so you can rotate and keep guys fresh and healthy and keep them limited.
Coach Peterson, you have a game coming up a week from tomorrow, basically. Is there a different way you guys kind of gear for that now from here till then, because first preseason games, some things you want to see?
Not really. We just keep going, you know, with our training camp schedule, and we don't deviate from that. And you know, we're going to prepare just like a regular game and get the guys ready. But you know, these first couple of games, we're evaluating our guys, and we just want to see them play. And it's good for the young guys, these first couple of preseason games, to get them out there and get them on film.
A couple more guys.
Andy does not discourage the defense from, let's say, a little contact with the offense. When Jamal goes down, as he goes down every practice, I think, since you guys put the pads on, do you hold your breath?
No. You know, listen, again, it's a physical game, and you know, we got to get Jamal ready to play, and he's got to understand that, you know, he's going to get hit in some of these live periods, and we don't keep him in there that long. Obviously, as coaches, we're smart about that, but, you know, got to get him ready to go, because this first preseason game, he's going to get hit, and let him bounce back up.
D'Anthony was really showing some things today. With his limited time that he had in minicamp, because he couldn't be here, are you – got to be pleasantly surprised at some of the things he's done today.
He's, you know, he's really worked at learning our offense. Just like you said, he's only for like six practices in the OTAs, and then he was gone most of the time. But he's put in the time. He's studied our offense. You know, give him plays that he understands. And we're not going to throw the whole book at him, obviously. But use his skill set, use his talent, and let him go play football.
Does he need the whole book with all the different tricks and things he can do?
Nobody needs the whole book, honestly. Once we get to the regular season, everything becomes game plan specific. So, you know, if he can learn, you know, however many plays we want to give him, whatever that number is, he learns them, and we go play.
Because of his skills, his unique skills, is it more of a process for you
figuring out what you can and can't do with him, or is it just like any other player in that regard?
Well, this is the time. I mean, training camp's the time to figure out what we can and can't do with guys like that. And you saw today, you know, with some of the runs and different things that he had, definitely a special player when he gets on the edge. So we're going to keep exploring that as an offensive staff, as a coordinator, and put him in the best possible situations.